AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine, presents our daily coverage from On Location in Lakeland, Florida for Sun and Fun 2008. Brought to you by XMWX Weather and the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Texas Sports' Kurt Sinner talks with Kit Plains' Mark Cook about the first completed Texas Sport Cub, which was on prominent display at the company's booth at Sun & Fun. The Texas Sport Cub is a derivative of the Legend Cub factory-built light sport aircraft that is constructed as an experimental amateur-built aircraft. It can be built to conform with LSA rules so it can be flown by sport pilots or to a higher gross weight for the rest of us.
Kurt, tell us what's new for the show.
Sure. We've got our third customer-built aircraft out here, Texas Sport Cub, that was built by a man and his 16-year-old daughter, and came out to the factory and went through our factory assist program and built a Cub. It's a beautiful Cub. It's a Jabiru-based kit, so it's got the Jabiru 3300A on the front of it, and it's in a beautiful kind of white-red checkerboard scheme. It's reminiscent of the Harold Prior short-wing Cub, is what they designed it off of. And it's been out here on the show. They just finished this airplane up about 2 weeks ago. We got the time pulling off just in time to get out here for Sun and Fun. It's a fully IFR-capable Cub. Being an owner-built Cub, of course, you can do, you know, a lot of things that you want to do. And so it's packed with a 430, Garmin 430 washing in it, and turning bank, and everything you need to go IFR.
Are you finding that more and more of your experimental Cubs, or of course your SLSA Cubs are going out with some heady equipment, if you will, are you finding that's more of a popular option now for the airplane?
It is. We really thought going into this that, you know, we'd be selling more just kind of steam gauge Cubs, you know, people wanting basic Cubs, but, you know, here's an IFR certified one. The airplane that was certified before this had a two-axis autopilot in it and, you know, full engine instrumentation on it. So people, you know, there's so many options out there in avionics and instrumentation. It's almost like a candy store, you know, toy store out there for pilots these days. And this stuff has become affordable and easy to install, and so people are opting for it.
And, of course, the technology is so high. It's lightweight stuff. It's, you know, people want to look at modern instrumentation even though they've got a traditional airplane, a kind of an antique airplane.
That's right. You know, and it is lightweight. A lot of times you end up with, you know, electronics are less weight than the steam gauges, so, or, you know, at least in the noise. So the challenge is, you know, from a styling and how you lay out your panel and everything else, you know, you always want it all with your airplane. So you want a very classic looking Cub with, you know, the state-of-the-art microwave in the panel, and how do you make all that work? So far they've done pretty well. So
it's an interesting combination. Of course, it almost gives you the best of both worlds in that case. So, now, I know that the Texas Sport Cub, the experimental amateur built version, is very, very similar to the SLSA Legend Cub. Tell us what the differences are, particularly.
Really, very small differences, mainly to make it easier for a kit builder to build. For example, in the Legend Cub, we used composite floorboards. Now, they're difficult to fabricate, so we went back to the standard wood floorboards, much easier to work with. We use fiberglass cowling on most of the kit-built Cubs, the closed cow Cubs. And again, it's easier to fit and put on than the metal cowlings. To be honest, that's about it. I mean, it just, everything else is about the same.
So it's obviously familiar materials. We've been building this kind of airplane for decades now. I understand that you have a quick build program that you have in-house that builders can avail themselves of to kind of get a head start on the project. Tell us a little about that.
Sure. We've got a factory assist program where you come out. It's about a three-week program, because everybody's a little bit different. The way the program's set up is you come out for about a two-week period, about 14 working days, and you start with a kit, and we teach you how to assemble the kit. And probably the biggest thing is assembling your wings and fuselage and then going through the covering process. At the end of the 2 weeks, you have everything assembled, you know, all the piece parts assembled and covered and ready for the paint shop. And so most of that time, quite frankly, is learning how to cover, how to rib stitch, and then doing it, and in some cases redoing it until you're happy with the quality and everything else. After the end of that 2 weeks, you basically leave the airplane with us to paint, or you could take it home and paint it yourself. It's your, you know, it's up to you. And usually for us, it's about 4 weeks to get through the paint shop, and then you come back and spend 1 to 2 weeks on the final assembly, put the airplane together, and basically have it ready to fly. If it's a pretty standard configuration that, you know, we're building, it's, you know, you can do it in a week. But again, everybody starts doing autopilots or IFR, and all that adds time. And so the back end varies depending on the complexity of the airplane.
Back to the Legend booth at Sun and Fun in just a moment. Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10. Voted number one for the 7th consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2007 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Also brought to you by XMWX.
XMWX satellite weather has quickly become the leading way to fly for pilots across the country. With flexible display solutions from aviation's biggest names, Datalink Weather from XMWX has been embraced by pilots and the industry alike. It's simply the best way to soar with confidence, in flight and every flight.
Now back to Mark Cook of Kit Planes Magazine, who is reporting for AvWeb from On Location at Sun and Fun 2008.
And how many projects can you handle in the shop at one time?
Well, we can handle, we like to actually have at least two people in the shop at the same time, because part of that is you end up helping each other out. You know, when it's time to turn over a wing, it's great to be able to grab a guy, you know, and we have people there too, but, you know, we just want to be clear, in this program, you do the work. So, you know, having a buddy there, you know, so we can handle two people. We've had two people in there, and that works pretty well. We could even handle three at a time.
So the process really is that the builder comes in and gets assistance from you guys in terms of technical expertise and the occasional help flipping a wing over. And does he have the opportunity to use your tools or jigs and fixtures or anything like that to speed the process?
Absolutely. I mean, we have a lot of the stuff there. You know, so we help out as can. You know, the main thing we do is teach you how to do it, show you examples, let you use jigs if you need to. Probably the number one thing is if you start going the wrong direction and doing something wrong, we catch you so that you don't find out, you know, farther down the process you have to back up and redo something. So a lot of it is just looking over your shoulder and make sure you're doing things right. But, you know, just for example, like doing fuel lines, you know, you can look through the manual and try and figure out how to bend a fuel line, and that, you know, it can be done. People do it all the time. Or we can say, here's a fuel line, here's a jig to bend it on, and, you know, it becomes an hour-long process to do it. So there's a lot of that that's available in the factory that you wouldn't have if you're doing it for yourself at home.
Right, and there's still plenty of education and recreation left in that process.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's no doubt about that.
Give me a rundown on the sort of the price structure, and I understand you guys are running a special here through the end of April. You know, what? Where do we start in terms of price on the Cub, and what's a typical completed cost that you're seeing?
Well, sure. The basic kit is $38,600 for everything you get from us. We're running a special at the show where if you buy at the show, you get $2,000 credit towards options, because there's quite a few options you probably want to buy. It's easier to tell you what you don't get with the kit, because we try to do a very complete kit. We give you all the hardware and everything else that goes. What you don't get is your power plant, your engine, you know, what you're going to choose there, your propeller, pretty much everything firewall forward. We provide the engine mount and the cowling, of course, but engine, exhaust, propeller you have to supply, the electrical system. Your avionics aren't included in that. Of course, you know, that's where we see all the variation. And the paint and cover system's not included, because again, there's many options there for people to do. So that's 38.6 gets you started. You know, typical. There's so many variables in this. You know, because you buy a new engine, you buy a reman engine. You know, you can spend anywhere from $5,000 to $30,000 on your avionics. You can build one of these things probably in the $80,000 range. You know, really build it and have an airplane done. You know, because you know you're going to buy things twice, and you know. We always try to be very realistic on what it's going to cost you. If you go with a reman engine and really try and go on the cheap, you might get down to $65,000, $70,000. But the reality is once you get into building a kit, you start going, if I'm going to do all this work, I want to put new on it, and I'm going to add this and add that. So, you know, you want to go first class on it.
It's the typical price creep, but as you say, once you get into it, you say, you know, I want a brand new airplane. And what you end up with at the end of the process is actually a brand new airplane with everything new.
That's right. And it's the thing about doing a kit is you get the airplane you want, you know, because you on the certified side, you know, we do a lot of options, but we're limited in what we can do from a certification point of view and just a practicality point of view as a manufacturer, where if you want to do something, you know, I hate to say strange, but let's just say different, you know, you have that option. The big thing, though, is, you know, one of the things we try to be honest with people is they think they're going to save just a whole lot of money building a kit. And you will save money, but, you know, it's going to build a kit because you want to build a kit. You know, it's a great thing to do. But you know, just, you know, you're going to spend that $70,000-$80,000 pretty easily on a kit.
But you'll have a pretty fabulous airplane when you get done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a beautiful, I mean, I wish, you know, unfortunately you can't on audio see an airplane, but we're sitting here looking at a gorgeous airplane here that's just been a showstopper here, you know, that Rand, this man and his 6-year-old daughter built, you know, and they came out and she worked like a dog on this airplane. So it's her airplane, rightly so.
I hope he's kind enough and gives it to her at the end.
He will. She is actually showing. She's going to be here in a few hours. So she's, well, let's just say she got out of school early to come out here. So she'll be here for the weekend.
Great. Well, thanks for the update. I appreciate it. We're reporting from Sun and Fun 2008. The weather's cleared. The mud is drying. We're having a good time. This is Mark Cook for Kit Planes.
Our daily audio coverage from Sun and Fun 2008 is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10 and by XMWX Weather. For more in-depth coverage of Sun and Fun and breaking general aviation news, log on to www.avweb.com. For AvWeb Audio, Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.